अगस्त्येक गतिं नत्वा हीनाथाद् कथागतं श्रीचैतन्यं लिखामि अस्य वाधुज्यै सच्च शिखरम्। अगस्त्येक गतिं नत्वा the author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita is offering his respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya. So he says, Agateka Gatinatva. Agate, persons who have fallen, who had no hope for reaching the supreme destination. For them, Lord Chaitanya is the only hope. This age, it is stated in authoritative scripture, in this age, the people are unfortunate. Of course, they are very much proud of advancing. From spiritual point of view, the people of this, this age, Kali Yuga, they are unfortunate. Their description is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, second chapter, first canto. That the people are short-lived. Their duration of life is very short. And they are very slow in the matter of spiritual realization. The human form of life is specially meant for spiritual realization. But they have forgotten that aim of life. They are very much serious about maintaining, about the necessities of this world, which is not. And if somebody is interested, so have some taste of spiritual realization, they are misguided. Prayana alpayayusha kalau asmin vigijana manda sumanna matayu sumanna matayu mandu bhagya, and they are unfortunate. Upadrita and all is disturbed by so many things. So this is the position of the present-day population, and the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that Lord Chaitanya is the only hope for these people. Why? Because spiritual realization is not an ordinary subject matter. But he has given us this shortcut. He's so kind to the people of the world that simply he has introduced this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By simple chanting of this transcendental vibration, the people of this age will make exact progress in the matter of spiritual realization. Therefore, this reference is agati ekagati. Those who are hopeless about their spiritual realization, Lord Chaitanya is the only one hope. So, hinata vikasatakam si chaitanya likhama. So, I am just offering my respect to Lord Sri Chaitanya and trying to describe about his transcendent activities and instructions and love. Now, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinoda. This is the process of offering respect to Lord Chaitanya. What is that? Lord Chaitanya is always presented with five transcendental entourage. He is himself present and his next expansion, Nityananda, and his incarnation, Advaita, and his internal potency, Gadadhar, and his external, marginal potency, Shiva. So, Panchatattatmakam Krishna, he is Krishna, but he is present in this age with his five associates, Panchatattatmakam Krishna, Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam. But although he is Krishna, he presents himself as a devotee of Krishna, Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam. Bhaktyavataram, Bhaktyaksham, and incarnation of devotee, Advaita, and Bhaktyaksham, these five associates are always with Krishna Chaitanya. So to offer Krishna Chaitanya means to offer with these associates. Sagos, this is the part. Now, Krishna about the position of Krishna, what is Krishna, he has already described. The first proposition is Sambandha. Sambandha means we have to understand our relationship with Krishna. Just like if we want to make some relationship with a friend, then we must know about him, what he is. So we are going to Krishna consciousness. So we must know what is Krishna. So Krishna, about Krishna, he has described shortly that his personality is like this, his incarnations are like this, and there are so many incarnations, and he is existing in this way, he manifests himself in this material world in this way. As far as possible, he has given description about Krishna. Now, about Krishna's abode. Krishna means not only Krishna. Nama, dhama, guna, lila, parikar, vaishishta. Krishna means Krishna himself, his name, his place, Nam Dham, his qualities, then his entourage, then his passion. All these things Krishna means. Because we are not impersonal. Simply understanding Brahma, we are satisfied. The impersonal is satisfied simply understanding that he is Brahma. But the Vaishnava, they are not satisfied simply by knowing Brahma. The Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta means he is already Brahma, but he forgot himself. He thought himself that I am matter. That is illusion. So every living entity, by constitutional position, is Brahma. But his forgetfulness, he thinks that I am something of this matter. The Brahma Bhuta, when one becomes spiritually realized that he is not anything of this material world, he is spirit soul, Brahma Bhuta. This is called Brahma Bhuta. So long he does not understand that he is spiritual entity, he is Jiva, that is called Jiva. And when he understands that he is nothing of this material world, he belongs to the spiritual world, and his position is spiritual identity, that is called Brahma Bhuta stage. That is described in Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. Prasanna Atma means he becomes immediately in life. I don't belong to this. Why I am identifying myself with this all miseries of material world? I belong to the part and parcel of the Supreme Satchidananda Vigraha, eternal, blissful knowledge. So he becomes prasanna. Prasanna means joyful, spiritually, enlightened. So this is the first phase of Brahma realization. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that this Brahma realization, people take so much undertaking of austerities, penance, but by chanting Hare Krishna, he says, Cheta Darpanam Arjanam, Cheta Darpanam. At once one becomes clean of the dust accumulated on the mind. Because everything is misconception. I am thinking matter, actually I am not. This is misconception. So by chanting Hare Krishna, the first installment of benefit is that one becomes Brahma. That one becomes Brahma. And Prasannatma. Prasannatma, Brahma Bhuta, next day is Prasannatma. Atma, we can enlighten. I'm not this matter. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same thing he says, Sita Darpana Marjanam, Bhavu Mahadabhagni Nidvapanam. This Bhavu Mahadabhagni, this world is compared with forest fire. It is going on. The fire is going on. So far, he realized so, the fire is at one extreme. One is realized so that he is not this matter. The fire of this material existence at one extreme. So, Lord Chaitanya gave us this opportunity and the author of Chaitanya Chaitanya is saying that avati ekam gati. Those who have fallen, for them Lord Chaitanya is the only home. Sarpa sarupe dham parabham dhame prithak prithak vaikuntha nahita gham. Now, Lord Chaitanya describes about the kingdom of God, or the spiritual star. He says, he has already explained to you about different kinds of expansion. Prabhav, Vaibhav, Vilas, Prakash. You may remember it. So there are innumerable expansions. Eka Bahusha. The one Supreme Lord has become so many. The same example. His original candle, and from that candle, he can expand millions and millions of candles. Similarly, the original personality of Godhead is Sri Krishna, and he has expanded in so many ways. And Lord Chaitanya says, all the expanded plenary manifestation of Krishna has got a separate abode. Each and every one of them has got a separate abode. Sarva Ruper Dham Parabhom is coming. And where they are? That is in the Parabhom. Parabhom means, Bhom means sky. And Parab means transcendental, beyond the sky. This sky is called material sky. And beyond this, there is Parabhom, spiritual sky. We have no information. The material scientists, they are no infants. What infants are there? They cannot reach even the moon planet. What to speak of higher? It is far, far away. Whatever we can see, the sky, just like spot, and that is the covering of this universe. And if you can penetrate that covering, that space is also many, many times longer than this outer space, then you will find the spiritual stuff. So that is not possible for any material scientist to find out where the spiritual star is. But he can understand from authoritative scriptures and from authorities that Lord Krishna comes. He says that for each of the expansions of the Krishna, there is a separate planet into the spiritual star. Prithak prithak vaikuntha nahikagana. Prithak prithak. Each of them has got a separate vaikuntha planet. But how many planets are there? Nobody can count. Nahikagana. Now, some estimates, the Lord says, Sata sahasra ajud lakha koti jajan akad vaikunthe vistar patna. There is no question of partness or impartness. He says, all those Vaikuntha planets are so big that some of them hundreds of millions and millions of miles area, what is called, around. Akad Vaikuntha vistar patna. Vistar means very much expanded. সব বৈকন্ঠ ব্যাপক আনন্দ চিন্ময় পারিসর সরিচর্য পূর্ণ স্বল্প এন্ড ইচ এন্ড এভরি বৈকুণ্ঠ প্ল্যানেট দেয়ার আর লিভিং এন্টিটি নট দ্যাট দেয়ার ভেকেন্ট বাট অল অফ দ্যাম আর আনন্দ দে আর অল মেড আর সচিদানন্দ বিগ্রহ ইটার্নিটি অ্যান্ড bliss and full of knowledge. The land is also eternal, blissful and full of knowledge. The inhabitants are also eternal, blissful and full of knowledge. And the presiding deity, expanse of Krishna, Narayana, he is also eternal, blissful and full of knowledge. This is called absolute. Here, in the material world, we have got difference. I am spirit, soul, but there is difference between me and my body. There is difference between me and this material world. But there, everything is spiritual, therefore there is no difference. The impersonalists, they cannot understand. Because everything is spiritual, they think, that there is no variegatedness. But from this description of Chaitanya Chaitanya and other scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, we can understand that the spiritual path is exactly like this, but that is spiritual and this is material. Aranta Vaikuntha attack this is the Parabrahma Kiva Ganavishka. So far as spiritual sky is concerned, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets and nobody can measure how great those Vaikuntha planets are. Therefore, how great that space of spiritual sky is, nobody can calculate. Aranta Vaikuntha Parabrahma Jat Dalakshane Sarvapari Krishna Lake Kundika Arjan. Now, all these planets, just like in a stem, there are so many branches and flowers, that is for branches, it is something like that. And the topmost flower, just like if you take a rose flower, there are so many leaves, and on the topmost there is the ninth flower. So, the topmost planet in the spiritual sky, that is called Krishna. That is just like the shape of the Krishna lobe is just like a lotus flower. Eimata sari sajja sthane avatar brahma siv anto napa jeev kon sa. The Lord says, the word is ordinary living entities with teeny brain, they can calculate about Lord's opulence. These are opulence. He says, Brahma sees Brahma. Brahma is considered to be the head of the living entities. And Shiva, Lord Shiva, he is also considered very high-grade demigod. The Lord Chaitanya says that even Brahma and Shiva cannot calculate. And what to speak of this ordinary human being? They cannot calculate. It's not possible. Nobody can calculate the six opulences of Krishna. Yeah, this time, the six opulences. And so wealth, riches, and strength, and fame, and knowledge, and beauty, and ignorance. Nobody can calculate. So he's giving a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam. Kovetti bhuman bhagavan paratman yogesharoti bhagavat silokyam kava katham va kuti va kadeti vistarayan kri rati yogamaya. Hey Bhuman, oh the great, oh the supreme personality of Godhead, oh, the super soul, oh, the master of the mysticism. How you are acting Tribhuvane, Tribhuvane, within the three worlds. Three worlds means materially there is lower planet and middle planet and upper planet. These three worlds. So, how we are acting within these three worlds, and how you are utilizing your internal potency, yoga maya, extending yourself in so many expansions, plenary expansions, who can understand? Nobody can understand. You may say, if nobody can understand, what is the use of discussing such things? That is the qualification of the devotee. In spite of their inability to understand the supremacy, the extension of the Supreme Lord, still, by discussing about the Supreme Lord, hearing and chanting, they take transcendental pleasure. It is not that anybody can understand Krishna, but still, it is a transcendental pleasure to try to understand. Not that we shall be able to understand Krishna fully. It is not in our power. But still, Bodhantam parasparam kushanti ca ramanti ca. Mahatma, those are great souls in their society, in their spiritual society of Krishna consciousness. By discussing about Krishna as in terms of the Vedic literature and authority literature, they enjoy transcendence. This is transcendental place. Not that for understanding Krishna, we are discussing all these teachings. It is not possible. It is not possible. Nobody can understand. But as far as possible, whatever we can understand or imagine, that is transcendental place. This is the process of devotional service. And by such discussion, one becomes pure. Yesterday we were discussing that Bhagavatam. Jumang Ditti Anadin Sarvapamu Vimuktasi. He becomes freed from all reactions of sinful actions. all. Not that we are going to understand Krishna. It's not false, not possible for our teeny brain. But by discussing about him, we become purified of all sins in the action, and we enjoy a transcendental place. That is it. Hey, Mataya Krishna, Dibba Sadhugun Ananta, Brahma Sri Sanatadi, Napaya Ananta. Now, what to speak of ourselves? The Lord says, in personalities like Brahma, Lord Shiva, and the Kumaras, they are considered the Acharyas, authorities, Sanatadi, they also cannot accept. So what to speak of ours? Srimata Krishna Dibba, transcendental opulences and qualities, nobody can reach to the end. It is not possible. Any question?